And welcome back here to A Morning Talk on the Talk of Mid-Utah, KSVC 980 AM and 100.5 FM. Robert Lovell with you alongside Amy Kobabe. And time now for our radio roundup interview for today. And today we are joined by Robert Greenberg, running for District 70. And Robert, thank you for taking the time to join us this morning.
Robert, it's a pleasure to chat with you.
Yeah, you got a great first name.
You too.
Oh boy, you too are... Get over yourselves. All just right. Kidding.
I know. It's terrible.
That's right. All right. So Bob Greenberg with us this morning, as many of you might know him as, and he is running for or against Carl Albrecht for District 70, the Utah House of Representatives seat. And first of all, Bob, give our listeners a little background about you.
Well, I'm a native New Yorker. I moved to Moab in 1976. Actually, I fell in love with the Red Rock country and started looking for work out here and ended up working for the Community Behavioral Health Center and stayed with them for 30 years, ending up as the boss. I have one daughter of whom I'm very proud. She's a physician, and unfortunately for me, she's working in Southern Africa and has the grandkids there. but I've been active in civic life and politics actually since I was 10 years old when I was giving out leaflets in New York City for a presidential race. But here in Moab, I've served one term on the county commission. I've been on a number of boards, particularly the airport board because I'm a former pilot. And I've been on the airport board for decades. I like to tell people I was there with Wilbur and Orville when they served. But I've been on the Solid Waste District Special Service Board, Local Water Company Board, and at the state level, I was the president of the Utah Association of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Program Providers, which is part of the Utah Association of Counties, part of UAC. And I was on a couple of task forces for various governors when they're interested in my technical expertise. So, like Carl, actually, who is I gather was a lifer with Garcane Power, I ended up, much to my surprise, spending my whole career with one employer here in southeastern Utah.
Okay, so it sounds like, well, I know for some of us maybe here in Sevier County, maybe a little bit less known, lesser known than, of course, Carl Albrecht, but there in Grand County, it sounds like you've been well involved in a lot of committees and things, like you said, with the airport. So why this next step? What are you hoping to accomplish if you are elected?
Well, As observers of the legislature have noticed, it's a pretty homogeneous group. And my belief, and most people's experience, is that when you don't have diversity, you also don't have diversity of good ideas. And I think it's very important that the state legislature kind of move out of their stance of common wisdom and become a little more open to changing times. The legislature tends to look backward, not forward. And I think a different view can have an important contribution. I wouldn't support the legislature being all Democratic, but I certainly don't support either that all Republican, which is pretty much what it is right now. And I think that narrowness of view has resulted in some real problems for us, the chief of which is kind of the ideological struggle that they get into with federal government. And basically, if Washington says black, Utah says white. And if Washington says white, Utah says black. And the most important example of that right now is the state's refusal to expand coverage of Medicaid. I'm sure everybody listening knows someone who was actually bankrupted or darn near bankrupted by unexpected medical bills or has had to forego medical treatment or medication because they couldn't afford it. And our state's refusal to take federal money to make quality medical care available to more people is a shame. We can do better than that. That's one issue where Carl and I disagree. I believe we should expand Medicaid and make quality health care available to everyone so no one has to live in fear of a financial disaster. I fell down this summer, bumped my head. It required 10 stitches, and by the time I left the emergency room, I had a $5,000 bill. For many of us, that would be a real economic disaster.
I was just going to say, that is the topic that we've been discussing, of course, on our show today, is Medicaid expansion and Proposition 3. And a lot of our listeners that have weighed in, at least, have said that they are not in support of raising taxes in order to do this, saying that there might be a better way. What would you say to those listeners who have weighed in, who are possibly listening to what you're saying right now? How would you respond to their arguments there?
Well, being on a fixed income myself, I'm very, very sympathetic to concerns about increased taxes. However, expanding Medicaid would not require increased taxes on Utahns. The expansion is funded almost entirely by federal money, the taxes for which we're already paying. The problem right now is those monies are flowing to other states that have been wise enough to expand medical care for their citizens. So I think there's a lot of misinformation that flies around about this issue, because it does get caught up in ideological concerns. But I think purely on a practical basis, in terms of making sure that those of us who aren't wealthy have access to good medical care, it's a no-brainer.
Now, of course, it would. Prop 3 would raise the sales tax 0.15% from 4.7 to 4.85.
Yes, but that doesn't... That's 15/100th of a percent.
Correct.
On a new car, that's something like $50.
Right. Once again, Bob Greenberg with us, running for House Seat 70 against Carl Albrecht. Excuse me. And Bob, I'd like to get kind of your thoughts on the public lands. Of course, Representative Albrecht has talked extensively about those, and then also the use of the natural resources we have in Utah, like coal. Your thoughts on what needs to happen with public lands and then, by extension, coal in this area?
Well, I have a couple of concerns about public lands. First is our role as stewards of the public lands, and of ensuring that our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren are able to enjoy the same things that we are: hunting, fishing, jeeping, biking, hiking, boating, and so on. Here in Utah, we are very cognizant of how blessed we are to have the incredible landscape that we do. Having said that, we also can't cut off our nose to spite our face. Coal is I think, a complicated issue. We know that there's a long-term secular decline in the coal industry that has nothing to do with anything except economics. Right now, natural gas is so much cheaper than coal to produce power, that it is making coal unattractive. Longwall mining really started the decline of the coal industry in this country, because mine operators were able to extract the same amount of coal with drastically fewer workers. All of those have contributed to the unattractiveness of coal for power generation. It's my belief that in the years to come, that coal will be far too precious to burn, that in fact it will become a primary feedstock for complex hydrocarbon chemicals, including medicines and plastics. So I think in the very long term, coal has a good future. I think in the immediate, in the decades to come, it's not looking very good. The nice thing about natural resources on public lands is that they don't go away. if we don't take them this year. So we have to kind of balance our access, our stewardship and our access with our economic needs for extractive industries. Right now, the Utah legislature is kind of enthralled to extractive industries. If you look at who's financing legislators' campaigns, it's enormously slanted toward extractive industries. You don't see mountain bike manufacturers making big contributions to Utah candidates. Because of that, I think the legislature has got kind of a one-sided view. There's also been some unfortunate rhetoric about wresting control of federal lands away from the federal government and putting them under state control. And it's important to remember history here, that state lands have largely been sold, I would say, at bargain basement prices to developers. And that's been the experience all over the country, not just in Utah. And so giving control of state lands to the state, I'm sorry, of federal lands to the state, really means selling them cheap to developers. That's not something I support. CITLA's gotten in trouble once already, scandalously, for bargain basement prices of developable land being sold to their cronies around St. George. I don't want to see that happen up here.
Okay. And so we're kind of short on time here, unfortunately. Maybe give our listeners one last kind of stump speech, if you will, last kind of bit about who you are and why they should vote for you in this election. For this is Representative seat District 70.
Right. Well, if you're interested in the same old, I would encourage you to vote for my opponent. If you would like to see a little more diversity, a little more imagination, a little different experience at the state legislature, I think I'm your man. I like to think of myself as a kind of clear-eyed businessman and a thinker who's not trapped by ideology, but is looking for practical solutions for rural Utah. I think rural Utah has been represented almost exclusively by what's been called the Cowboy Caucus, and I think their time has come. I think it's time that rural Utah began to the representatives of rural Utah began to look more like the diversity and the imagination and the brains that really are out here. So I would encourage folks who care about health care, who care about the stewardship of public lands, who care about enhancing educational opportunities, and who believes that economic development is more than looking backwards in the hopes that we can change the economic forces, but in fact looks toward jobs of the future for folks who've been displaced and for our kids and grandkids.
All right. Once again, Bob Greenberg running for House Seat 70 against Carl Albrecht in the upcoming election. Bob, we appreciate you taking the time to join us today, and we'll wish you luck in the election this fall.
Amy, thank you very much. Robert, it's been good talking to you.